and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We are back here in Los Angeles. One of the great things about my job is having the opportunity to see not only the really great products that are unveiled first to the press before the public, but also opportunity to share the microphone with great folks who have become friends over the years, and that is the case in this particular situation, because sitting next to me is Jim O'Sullivan, who is the president of Mazda, and one of my favorite guys to have on the air. Hey there, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, I'm doing great. How you doing? I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and looking forward to the holidays, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just around the bend. It's sneaking up on us.
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, I tell you, it's good to be here in L.A. because this is, as you well know, and your audience does, it's the real kickoff of the North American Auto Show season. You know, when you think about the cadence of L.A. and then into Detroit and Chicago and then New York following and closing out at the end of March of next year, I mean, it's a great time for the industry and it's a great time for consumers and talking about a lot of new stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, and the great thing about L.A., though, and it's really changed a lot in terms of an international show, and you and I have been working together for many years. The Los Angeles Auto Show years ago was, because of design and things of that nature, was kind of more of a concept show,
right?
And or a color and trim show. You know, and maybe because it was boxed between Christmas and New Year's and a lot of people on vacation not getting a lot of attention. But now it's becoming a pretty big show, because if you look at just the press stuff today alone,
mm-hmm.
every press conference on day one is a global reveal.
Yeah.
And that hasn't happened in the past. And, you know, we're you know, revealing here for the North America for the first time the all-new Mazda 6, you know, based on all the SkyActiv technology and code of design like CX-5. So it's just exciting. And, you know, business is coming back a little bit. And I know there's issues going on in Washington that will get resolved. But it's a good time to be in the industry. So it's kind of we're looking forward to having a good show.
Yeah, I was reading a preview of this all-new 6, and I was very impressed with, number one, the styling. This is a real beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, if you take a look at certainly CX-5 and the success that we've had in the marketplace with that, it was the first entry really of Kodo design. And the next generation, the current generation Mazda 6 that we're launching here, which, by the way, will be in the marketplace in January of 2013 as a 2014 model. Keep getting tripped up on that a little bit. Here we are still in 2012 talking about two years, but it's a 2014 model. They're going to launch in January. So, I mean, drive dynamics as you would expect for Mazda. Styling is fantastic. And when we announce pricing, you'll see that's going to be a great value also. But CD segment's tough, but we think we've got a very good offering there. And comes with all the SkyActiv technology, so we'll get really great class-leading fuel economy.
And that SkyActiv technology is truly remarkable. I had the opportunity to have a CX-5 in my New England driveway for a week and was very impressed with the vehicle. It's a fun vehicle to drive. That the engine is remarkable in its ability to squeeze out every last drop of gas, and I think the response has been very, very good consumer-wise and dealership-wise from what I've heard. What's the inside scoop?
Yeah, I mean, CX-5 on a global basis, the original plan was to produce 130,000 units, but because of global demand and demand here certainly in the U.S., we've taken it up to 160, but we've taken it now even further up because of demand to about 220,000 units globally. We are still constrained on supply. The dealers are telling us that basically they're selling everyone that they can get, and primarily even the high-end GT series, obviously. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to continue to meet demand and improve on that closing out this year and early next year. But the other good news on CX-5 that we're announcing here in Los Angeles is that we're going to expand the relevance of the car and offer, as you know, today, a very competitive 2.0-liter engine, but we're going to expand and offer now, starting in January, as a 2014 model, in January 2013,
mm-hmm.
a 2.5-liter SkyActiv engine, which improves horsepower and torque, but at the same time period only degrades the highway fuel economy by 1 mpg over the current 2-liter automatic front-wheel drive. So just shows what SkyActiv technology is capable of doing. It's not just design and architecture and safety and drive dynamics. It's a matter of, you know, like our philosophy has been with SkyActiv, provide benefits to all of our customers with SkyActiv technology, not that one that wants that one model that offers either the EV or the hybrid. So we've got a lot of customers that will benefit with it. With Mazda 3 with SkyActiv powertrain, CX-5 all SkyActiv technologies, and now Mazda 6.
Let's talk diesel. Everybody's excited about this one, Jim.
Yeah, we've got some really big news on the diesel story. First and foremost, as you know, we're still the only Asian manufacturer that has talked about bringing diesel to North America. We will launch diesel that we'll announce here at the LA show, going into the Mazda 6, which will be available in the latter half of next year. Again, that's big news for it, and it's the obviously clean diesel, 2.2 liter. Very excited about that. The other announcement we made earlier this year is that we did talk about going to Grand Am and going racing, that we would be racing in Grand Am with diesel next year. We will announce here also the fact that we're going to be racing at the 24 hours of Daytona Rolex in January. We will show pictures of the race car, which will be a Mazda 6 for Grand Am. And it will be the very first diesel-powered vehicle to race in the 24 hours Rolex in both classes. Which, so it's great news, and we're really looking forward to that getting into the marketplace, and just proves the durability, quality, reliability that we've got, that we're going to be racing with this engine prior to going into production cars.
That's going to make you really excited, Jim.
Yeah, it does. But what it expands the offering for us is, you know, we're an enthusiast brand, as many of your listeners know, and as a result of it, they research products very heavily, and they know about us, and, you know, providing a diesel engine even, you know, expands for those enthusiasts that are out there, because they understand it. I mean, you know, diesel might not fit for maybe some other brands that are in the marketplace, but for us, it's a good fit, and it adds performance, torque, and things of that nature, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, can't argue with the torque numbers that the diesel power plants put out. I mean, it's sometimes staggering, the amount of torque that's available at very low RPM.
Well, and, you know, the other expanded story on the race engine, when you look at the detail, 60% of the parts in the race engine are production parts. They're not production parts for a race car. Normally, you know, manufacturers, when they put race engines together, they're all custom-made parts and displacements and things of that nature relative to their normal production. 60% of the parts in this race engine are regular production parts. So just proves the capability of this powertrain, and, you know, for enthusiasts and things that really understand and care diesel, here we come with an offering that no other Asian brand offers, and, you know, people that want good quality, great product, and obviously now with this offering, I think it's going to really help us in the marketplace.
That's great. This new, all-new Mazda 6 also must have dealers quite happy, and imagine there's a lot of great stories behind that.
Yeah, they're very excited about it. I mean, you know, certainly our dealers have gone through a pretty tough time post Lehman Shock, and everybody in the industry has. You've gone through it. We've gone through it. You know, the economy's still tough out there. I mean, there's a lot of people that are still out of work. The housing market's still recovering. But in spite of all that, you know, the auto industry continues to be a real engine in terms of economic growth for this country and for the region. And, you know, I feel good from that perspective, because it's putting people back to work and employing individuals. And certainly our dealers are seeing business getting better, and they're able to hire people and to do those kinds of things to support, you know, obviously the overall U.S. economy. But they're enthusiastic not only where they're at today, but also what they see the future of Mazda going. As you might have read in the one of the other print publications recently, that we're targeting about 400,000 units here in the U.S. by 2015. We'll do about 280,000 this fiscal year. Our fiscal year runs from the 1st of April to the end of March. So, you know, we're very, very bold bullish on what's happening here within the U.S., and we feel very good about it over the long term.
All right, we'll have to save that for another time. Well, Jim, it's always a pleasure to have you on the air with us, and if I don't have the opportunity to talk to you, a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy 2013 to you and your family, and we'll see you in the Motor City in Detroit, and we'll do it all again come January.
Bob, looking forward to it, and you have a great holiday season coming up yourself, to you and your family, and also to the listeners out there today.
Thank you so much. He's Jim O'Sullivan, the President, CEO of Mazda of North America.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Oh, you better watch out, man.
We're back now.
to Los Angeles International Auto Show, the recently concluded press days. I'm Bob Long, sitting alongside the Vice President of Marketing for Lexus, Brian Smith. Brian, I can't believe it's been a year since I've seen you. How you doing?
Bob, we're doing great. Thanks for having us back. This is such a great show for us, obviously, in our home market, and a chance to come display some really neat new things.
Oh, and it's been such a great year for the Lexus brand. It all started with the announcement and the early launch news of the GS.
You're absolutely right.
A year ago.
This was one of the first public shows that we had a chance to talk about it, and it's gone on sale as the first example of the new bold design of the Lexus look, and now you're seeing each model this entire year. We've launched 9 all-new or significantly updated products, plus 3 F-Sport models that we never had in the lineup. So between GS, RX, and now the LS F-Sport, we're bringing in new buyers that had never considered Lexus before, and of course that bold face that started with GS is really the consistent look all the way through.
The driving dynamics of the GS up in my suburban Boston garage. I get an opportunity, very fortunate, to get a press vehicle every week, and so I've driven a couple of different variants of the GS, and the hybrid is probably the best hybrid I've ever driven. Honestly, it is such a great mix of performance and economy, and I haven't driven the F-Sport version yet, but I've driven the all-wheel drive variant, and what a great package that is as well.
Thanks.
I would imagine that you're getting lots of conquest buyers into the brand with that GS model because it is such kind of a groundbreaking model for the brand.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Thanks for the comments about GS. We sell a lot of all-wheel drives up in your neck of the woods, and it does perform really well. The hybrid, as you mentioned, is so fun for us because it gives us a chance to really show what performance you can get out of a hybrid and still get great fuel economy. GS, initially any product launch, you bring a lot of your current buyers back. They've been waiting for it. They've been hearing about it on social media, the internet. And so the early few months are a lot of current GS, in this case, owners coming back in to get new cars. But boy, the conquest has really picked up over the last 6 months, and it's bringing in more conquest buyers than any vehicle in our lineup right now.
That's
so it's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the RX. This is a vehicle that actually started a whole category of vehicles. The RX is the one that invented the CUV, and now you guys are, how many generations in? Is it 4?
Yes, but back then when it launched, it was, as you said, a class by itself, and I think there's 21 or 22 competitors now. We liked it back then. It still does really, really well. I mean, for one vehicle in a class that crowded to still get 20% market share, and sometimes more, is really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. RX has done great. I mentioned the F-Sport model, which is really new for that RX buyer, so we're seeing more males, guys that kind of said, hey, I'm not sure I was an RX owner, but I love the look. The new F-Sport comes with paddle shifters and an 8-speed transmission, so there's a real performance element to it, and it's attracting new buyers as well.
Well, that's great. Let's talk about another important vehicle from Lexus, an all-new variant of the ES, which is a very, very popular model within the brand lineup. Tell us all about the all-new ES.
ES continues what you mentioned was the start of the new driving dynamics, the new look of the Lexus brand, and the third element is the multimedia. What ES, I think, has done so well, it's always been a very comfortable, very spacious car on the inside. It's now gone through the same kinds of body stiffening technology that GS first started. The driving dynamics are fabulous, and it has the driver select modes of operation. So you can take even an ES and make it very sporty handling if a driver chooses, or it can be very comfortable like the old generation ES.
And of course, the flagship sedan of the Lexus brand, the LS, which was a groundbreaking vehicle when it was introduced back in the 80s. Now we've seen all new LS with very much of that bold face. That face that we first saw in the GS is now part of the styling dynamics of the LS. Tell us a little bit about this all-new LS model.
You're right. LS just went on sale in October, late October, so this show is very current. A lot of people are seeing it for the first time. In addition to the all-new face that you're mentioning, there's about half the parts on the car are all brand new, so there's a lot of new technology to introduce. The interior is stunning, probably the thing people talk about most, but again, getting the driver select driving dynamics. LS actually brings a couple of really new, cool technologies. We call it climate Concierge, first vehicle in our lineup or the industry to offer this climate concierge. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have had 1, 2, 3 zone climate control, but all you're setting is the temperature of air that you're going to blow on people, right, in the different parts of the car. What climate concierge does is actually link a number of the technologies, like the heating or the cooling ventilated seats, along with the air, and it reads your body temperature. So when you get in the back, if you set it for a certain temperature, and I get in one side and you get in the other side, and I happen to be late and I was running for the last quarter mile, and I'm hot and sweaty when I get in, my seat's going to react very differently than yours, even though the temperature setting for climate might be the same. So it's a really cool, and it adjusts very quickly, and it'll equalize body temperatures very fast, and it's really been a hit.
Really?
Climate concierge.
Really innovative technology.
Yeah,
that's
very cool.
Lexus has always had such wonderful sound systems in the LS and as well as the other models within the range. I'm curious what you've done with this all-new LS top-of-the-line sound system.
You know, sound system's important. Frankly, you know, it hasn't gone through as much of a changeover as the other technologies that I mentioned to you. They're all tuned perfectly for the interior, so you know we work closely, obviously, with our partners in getting that set just right. But the new LS with the F Sport is the other big news that you got to try as soon as you get a chance.
Yeah, so that's going to be great to see that vehicle with the performance and with that agility that is all part of the F experience.
And available in all-wheel drive finally. So with now in your Northeast, the dealers are extremely happy to finally be able to offer F Sport in all-wheel drive.
Absolutely.
With LS.
And I have to ask you about my favorite, the LFA.
Yeah.
I know there aren't many out there. Are there still some available for sale?
You know, from time to time, Bob, a dealer will have one that, you know, has been on order for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
We've been, some owners have spec'd their car. It may come up because of conditions changing, and a current owner who built a car may say, you know, I'm going to let you sell it. But very rarely, there's a few of those that come up from time to time. But the one we have here on display, if you've had a chance to look at it, is a white Nürburgring edition. LFA.
Wow.
Very few, only 50 built in the world. And this even has a carbon fiber roof, which was, I think, only 5 that were actually ordered and spec'd. It's an expensive option, but to have a carbon fiber roof along with the rest of the carbon fiber car is just, it's an amazing performer.
And I love the story that we told listeners last year that not only is the engine tuned by Yamaha, but the exhaust as well.
Yeah. It sounds like a Formula One car. I mean, it's the thing on the road that is really distinguishes that car. And I hope you had a chance to check out the really cool design show cars that we have here, LFCC and LFLC.
So I can't wait to see them.
Both of those are really an example of where the brain's going. You talk about the new face and the exciting increased driving dynamics. When you look at those two show cars, you'll see where we're really heading as a brand, and it all comes together.
And this is such an important marketplace for the Lexus brand, I would imagine.
Yeah, very important. We spend a lot of time. We have great dealer body around the country, but obviously in your home market, you want to perform really well, and launching 9 vehicles has made it a good year for us and our dealers.
It certainly has, Brian, and it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. We'll have to do this on a more regular basis. In the meantime, we look forward to seeing you again. Are you going to be having some news in Detroit to talk about?
We are going to have news very soon on what's happening there, so stay tuned.
Very good. Brian, thanks again.
Thanks, Bob.
He's Brian Smith, Vice President of Marketing for Lexus. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming back from Los Angeles.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us for the press days of the recently concluded L.A. International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. He's a really knowledgeable guy, a cool guy, and he's also the president and CEO of the Jeep brand, Mike Manley. Welcome back to the program. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing very well, Bob, and thanks for getting me back on here. I love being on the program.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your travel schedule. Just blows me away. I mean, you're just arrived here in Los Angeles, and now you're off to China tonight. How's the Chinese market for Jeeps? What's going on over there?
Well, I have to say, the China market this year was an interesting one. It didn't grow in the way that we had expected it at the beginning of the year for a number of reasons, but I have to say that Jeep is growing very, very strongly. We're up over 120% in China, which I think explains some of my travel schedule. I'm having to go there quite a lot. But I think that China offers us opportunities that are so much larger than our current performance. You know, you get CEOs such as me coming in here saying it's 120% up and it's a big number, but the issue for me is our overall sales is still way lower than it could be. So, again, that's another reason for me being in China, working with our team, and I think we've got some great plans.
Well, it's
speaking of great things here in the City of Angels, a special edition, a special Rubicon edition, a 10th anniversary of the Wrangler has been unveiled. Tell us about that, Mike.
Well, you know, it was 10 years ago when we decided to take Wrangler capability to that next level, and the Rubicon was that vehicle, named obviously after the world-famous trail. And 10 years later, it's been such a success for us, and it really has established, I think, capability benchmark in the marketplace that we had to bring the special edition out. And we took a lot of input from existing Wrangler owners to try and design the vehicle that they would want to see to celebrate that anniversary. And we reveal it today. So we have the Wrangler Rubicon, the first one that's been lifted by the factory. We have special off-road tires, special interior, special exterior. A lot of great buzz generated on the vehicle already. And, you know, that's a very specialized vehicle. In the last 10 years, we've sold nearly 170,000 Rubicons.
Wow.
So it's a great thing to celebrate, and a lot of demand for that car already.
And such passionate enthusiasm for that that lineup, because, you know, as we talked about before, whether you're into driving sports cars very fast or custom cars or crawling over rocks at 2 miles an hour, it's the same passion that pulses through the veins of these folks, and I've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of Jeep folks, and they have just incredible enthusiasm for their products.
Oh, they do. You know, one of the things that I've said on a few occasions is, I may be the president of the brand, but the reality is I'm just the guardian of it, because the customers for Jeep are phenomenal. We were, as I've said in the past, a social network before social network existed,
yeah.
You know, and we get fantastic feedback from our customers, whether it's on our Facebook page, you know, whether it's directly to me through email, and they're part of the family and do genuinely help drive our decisions into the future. And I can tell you, when they're not happy with the way that we're going with the brand, they're very vocal as well. So this one, as I said, we took some input from our customers, and the feedback I've had so far is they're pleased with what we've produced.
I understand this special 2013 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon Special Edition has a 3.6 liter V6, and you can get it with either an automatic or a manual.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, when we put that new V6 in the Wrangler just over a year ago now, it was phenomenal, and the Wrangler sales have been really, really spectacular. When you think about how specialized that vehicle is in many senses, that as soon as we put the new V6 in there, we put the new transmission in there, we did some things to make it a much more pleasant daily drive, its sales have gone off the charts, so it's great. So for sure it has that great award-winning V6 in it.
That's great. And I noticed also on this anniversary edition, some special bumpers, and those front bumpers are meant for winch work.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, when you get into some of these very extreme trails, the use of a winch is often important to make sure that you can get through them. And in conjunction with Mopar, we wanted a winch-ready front bumper, and of course Mopar provide the winches that go in there, because a lot of the hardcore off-roaders will go nowhere without the winch, whether it's to help them, but more often to help you know, people who they find on the trails that may not be in a Wrangler.
Very good. Let's talk about some of the other special edition Jeep models for 2013. Just recently, a couple of weeks back, I had the pleasure of having for a week a Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk edition, and that's a really cool ride with some very special features.
Yes, and you know, we wanted to use the Trailhawk name because in all of our other models outside of Wrangler, we have trail-rated versions where we've really put a lot of technology into them so that they are truly trail-capable, and it goes back to the commitment we've made as part of the brand to have in each of the segments the most capable SUV in the segment. And with Grand Cherokee, we wanted to bring Trailhawk because it is a superbly capable vehicle, whether it's the four-wheel drive systems, it's the way that the vehicle can rise in terms of the select terrain system on it. And this one, we wanted to demark with Trailhawk because for us, that represents the opportunity of being able to communicate to our customers just how capable the vehicles are. And you know, that Trailhawk name has had, again, a lot of interest from our customers. So you're going to see that used in other vehicles within our range to denote true capability. Now, we haven't made that announcement, so you're the first to hear it, but as we get into next year, you'll hear a lot more about that.
That's good. It had excellent badging on it, the Grand Cherokee Trailhawk that I had, and special stripes on the hood, and it's not only for decoration, but they're actually very practical in special off-roading conditions. The stripe actually works as a way to combat glare.
Yeah, it's with all of the vehicles, we often think of styling, you know, to show the vehicle off, but styling is very, very functional with Jeep as well. So a number of the styling cues that we have on that vehicle, whether it's the tow hooks that we have at the front, for example, that come in the signature red.
The red.
You know, we've used the styling to highlight the functionality that helps the capability of the vehicle. And as you said, that stops a lot of trail glare coming into the cab. So it's there. It looks great, but it's also functional.
And I noticed that vehicle is equipped with some very, very sophisticated tires. I mean, those aren't your regular off-road tires.
No, we've wanted to really reflect that capability and the need to have, I think, the most extreme tires that we could put on that vehicle. And, you know, when you're in the trail and you're using the sidewall of your tire to make sure that you can get past various things, it has to be totally, totally capable so that you're comfortable in what you're doing. So we've put very special tires on that. And, in fact, on the Wrangler that we talked about before, Silent Armor tires are important for us.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about the Grand Cherokee. You guys have won so many awards. Matter of fact, up in my neck of the woods, the New England Motor Press Association last year named it the official winter vehicle of New England, and I wouldn't be surprised. You know, we'll see what's going to happen for 2013, but certainly such a strong contender. I've lost count at the number of awards that you guys have won with the Grand Cherokee.
Well, as you know, it is now officially the most awarded SUV ever,
and
we're very, very proud of that. Our engineers, our designers, did a phenomenal job on that vehicle. It really took from the previous Grand Cherokee, which was a success as well. I think it really stepped up the bar, whether it was the platform that we used, the technology that we deployed, the overall combination of capability, but that on-road driving dynamic that customers are looking for. And we're delighted that it's the most award-winning SUV. And as you know, we have some very, very big plans for Grand Cherokee, most of which will be revealed early next year. We're very, very excited about that. Which include, you know, diesel, for example, is something that people have been looking for in Jeep, and for us, 2013 is going to be a big year, and we'll be offering our customers even more.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mike Manley, always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. He is the CEO and president of the Jeep brand. Enjoy the rest of your Los Angeles stay, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Thanks, Bob. Always a pleasure.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying a car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails to keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. Spring's Easy Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
At the Los Angeles International Auto Show, bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days. My name is Bob Long, sitting alongside an old friend. He is the Director of Communications for Subaru here of North America. It's my pleasure to welcome Mike McHale back to the broadcast. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, new vehicles, that's one thing we've got to talk about here, because a big debut, a North American debut of the new Subaru Forester, an all-new Forester with a lot of significant changes. Tell us all about this new model.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Forester's been around for three generations. Mm-hmm. This is the fourth coming up, and it's been a great seller for us for a number of years, particularly the last generation. Sales really jumped up. I think we increased sales on the current generation by about 60% over its life. So it's been a very good product for us, but then it's time to renew it. And so then when you renew something that's really popular and really good, you don't want to make too many changes. You don't want to lose the people that really like it. So for this one, we've just made everything just a bit better. It's a little bit bigger than it used to be. It's 1.4 inches longer. It's 0.6 of an inch wider. And now it's really been brought up to date with modern electronics and infotainment. It has AHA radio, mm-hmm. Bluetooth, and all the normal things you'd expect in a car. And, of course, it has a boxer engine, which gives it great handling, low center of gravity, and Subaru all-wheel drive, of course, as standard. And so that gives it what we call bonus points. You can buy an SUV anywhere, but you can only buy buy one Subaru SUV, and that gives you that all-wheel drive experience you wouldn't get anywhere else.
As I've shared with my listeners, I actually own a Subaru Forester 2011 variant, and as a guy that drives in an average year about 75 new vehicles, I get an opportunity to check out everything. And the reason why my wife and myself chose that vehicle was the safety, the residual value, the ease of putting the child safety seat in, as well as its handling. I mean, it's a really good handling car. I mean, the only other car company besides Subaru utilizing a Boxster engine is Porsche.
That's right.
So that tells you something right there.
That's right. And because of its natural shape, it's a very small and low slung engine. It sits very low. It sits between the wheels. And so that means that you're not counteracting that big, heavy, high-up engine you might get in the V6 or a V8. And the engine for this new Forester is all new in the turbo.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two variants this year. We have the naturally aspirated car, 2.5-liter, 170 horsepower, and that's a great all-round family vehicle. It will be great fun for anybody. But the real fun starts with the turbo. The turbo is a 250 horsepower, all-new direct injection 2-liter engine. So it's the first time we've put a direct injection 2-liter engine in Forester. And there's a direct injection engine in our BRZ.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time we've done it in Forester, and it's a lot of fun. We drove it on the track in Japan a couple of weeks ago, and they've really done some work on it. It's almost like WRX meets Forester.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I understand stylistically, too, that the decision was made to eliminate the hood scoop.
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't need it anymore, and mm-hmm. it is one of those iconic things that we sort of, you know, went back and forth on, should we keep it, should we not? And the turbo now is mounted underneath the engine, so it doesn't need it anymore. But I think it's almost a pity that you've lost that very iconic view. And so we've worked on the bumpers this year. There are air intakes on the bumpers to give it a more aggressive front end. So hopefully we've made up for it a little bit.
Subarus are so popular in my neck of the woods, in the Boston area, in all of New England. I know you do extraordinarily well there.
Yes.
In the Midwest, you also do quite well. That all-wheel drive is so spectacular.
Yes.
And it's different than a lot of all-wheel drive systems out there. It's asymmetrical. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, it's a symmetrical system, and it's very simple. And the way our Boxster engine is set up, the drivetrain comes straight back to the rear wheels and straight out to the front wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need complicated linkages, and you don't need separate structures and separate gearing to make it happen. So it's very simple, and it doesn't give you too much of a drag on fuel economy, which means that for Forester this year, we get 32 miles per gallon, which with all-wheel drive is very good. And Crosstrek, our other small CUV this year, is the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive car in America. So our all-wheel drive system is very efficient, and it's very simple, very reliable. It's been going for years, and we keep supplying it, and we keep selling it in record numbers.
That's great. And as you mentioned, updated electronics, including a Harman Kardon stereo.
Yes, Harman Kardon is in the car, and also AHA radio. And AHA is a new mm-hmm. new technology some people might know, and it's a way of bringing what's on your phone into your car. So it syncs up your phone with your navigation or your entertainment system in the car, and so you can play podcasts, download stations, all that stuff, give you weather, and you can ask it, tell it you're hungry, it'll find you something to eat. I don't know what it would find you to eat, but it'll find you something. and so the car is thoroughly up to date in that way, and it's been a great couple of years for us, really, since Forester was introduced 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, we've increased sales. We've had 5 years of consecutive increases, 4 years of record sales. Next year probably will be the fifth because of this new Forester. So I have this current Forester very warm in my heart, because it was the start of a big growth spurt for us, and hopefully this next one will carry on.
Transmission wise, I understand there's a new CVT transmission.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually our third CVT system. We debuted CVT with Legacy and Outback, I guess two and a half years ago now, and it's just been an outright success. People love it. It's an automatic system, and it's very smooth and very linear. And sometimes journalists, they harp on about CVT and say, oh, it's this or that,
mm-hmm.
but consumers love it. And it's a very efficient system. So we had that in Legacy and Outback for a couple of years. It went into Impreza last year with a lighter unit for Impreza, and now Forester gets two versions. The base model mm-hmm. gets the same CVT that's in Impreza,
mm-hmm.
but then the turbo gets an uprated CVT quality. It's thicker, heavier.
Makes sense.
And is much more powerful. And it really mates very well. So you have a 250 horsepower engine with a very, very fast CVT system, and it's really fun to drive.
That's wonderful. When will we see the Subaru, the all-new Forester, in dealerships around North America?
Yeah, it'll probably be hitting dealerships sometime in February, March. So it depends on which part of the country you live in. You know, it's a big country to fill all in one go. So the Northeast usually gets theirs first, and the Northwest too. So I would expect to see it probably March time.
Let's talk about the BRZ. I haven't had the opportunity to drive one yet, but I'm so looking forward
it.
And boy, you guys have received accolades from the media.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've got a grand slam there.
Yeah, the BRZ was 4 years in development, and as you know, it was a co-development with Toyota, and essentially Toyota did most of the styling work, and we at Subaru did the engineering, so the chassis work, the design, the handling, the power units, ours, of course. And we, to be honest, when they first talked about it to us maybe 3 years ago, on paper it didn't sound that good. It's a 2 liter, you know, little sports car thing. We thought, okay. And so we went over to drive it, and it was astonishingly good. And so we picked up the pace pretty quick, and we got the car to the country earlier this year, and it's been an outright success. And the hopefully we'll get a couple more thousand to sell in the next few months. So the demand is so strong, the car's sold out.
That's great.
And we're pushing Fuji to try and get us a few more cars over, see if we can sell some more.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yes, sir. It's pretty much the problem across the whole line for us. I'd say our sales are record numbers this year. We've increased sales by 90% in the last 4 years. And, it's the biggest problem we have right now is not enough cars in stock.
Oh, that's great. And a lot of conquest buyers. I know Subaru has tremendous retention with their buyers. So buyers are loyal to the brand once they're into them. But where are they coming from? All over the place?
Yeah, well, there are two numbers that are really interesting right now. One is intended loyalty, and we lead the industry for that. We're at 71%. So that's people saying, I own a Subaru now, I'm probably going to buy another one next time. So we're at the top there. But we also get 60% of our new buyers are conquest.
That's
so they're coming into us. So we're filling the bath up, and it's not running out the bottom. Great. Where they come from, they tend to come from other Japanese manufacturers, the Honda and Toyota, because they're so big. Everybody pulls from them. A little bit from Chevy and Volkswagen and Mazda, too, are really our primary competitors.
Excellent. Well, Mike, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you.
Sure.
Haven't had the opportunity to walk the floor yet, but I'm going to be heading over and taking a look at the all-new Forester. Can't wait to see that, and also get a chance to get behind the wheel of that BRZ.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks,
Thank
Bob.
Thank you so much. We'll take a pit stop and more straight ahead. I'm Bob Long.
This is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.